Well, they had two attacks and scored two goals. We just give them two goals. We've been doing it too much. And second half we come out, 2-0 down. We start better and then we give them another goal. Instead of just clearing our lines, we give them another goal. And it's not good. It's, you know, I've got to get 11 characters out on that pitch at Ellen Road on Saturday that I've got the bottle to play. And that's going to be the most important thing, because we need to get a result.
Do you feel they've let you down tonight?
Talk about people letting me down. I just feel that we're letting each other down. The fans, you know, travelled all that way, and it's just, you know, the ownership is now resolved. It's sorted, so that's not an issue. You know, I spoke to him before the game. You know, he's an ambitious man. He wants to do well, and that's not the sort of performance that he would want to see.
Is that the sort of performance you can put down just to a lack of confidence, or is it the problem, Steve?
The thing that I think, you know, any team that I've had in the past have always outrun teams. You've seen enough teams that I've managed before, have always outrun, got the details of the division right, and we're not doing that. We're not getting the details right. You know, if you let runners go, you know, if you get free headers going in the box and not throwing your head in there, that's a problem. And we have to get the details right, and we're not doing that here.
When people say you're under pressure, but the players should surely be playing for their places as well.
Everyone's playing for their future, in my opinion. You know, of course I'm under pressure. The results suggest that, but we're all in a situation where, you know, it depends who wants to be here next season, because this guy's got a lot of clout, and you know, I'm sure that he'll have watched that tonight, and he will be bitterly disappointed as well.
He seems to be suggesting that you'll be here until the end of the season. Are you encouraged by that?
Listen, I've no idea. Obviously, it's the manager's, it's the owner's prerogative to do whatever the owner wants to do. You know, I'm not in a strong position now because of the results that we've had over a period of time. What I am pleased about is the ownership thing is sorted out, and we don't have to speak about that anymore. We can talk about football and nothing else.
Are you planning to meet him at some point in the next
game? I met him before the game. I spoke to him this morning. I met him before the game. We had half an hour before the game.
Did he give you any kind of assurances, Brian?
No, we just talked about the game. We talked about football. You know, he's not looking to give me assurances. I wouldn't expect any.
Brian, you're pretty clear that you're under pressure.
Sorry?
You're pretty clear in your remarks just now that you're under pressure as well as the players.
I think when you're a manager and you haven't won, you've got a run of results the way we've had, you know, you certainly are under pressure. That's pretty obvious by the fact that we haven't had the results that we need to have.
Do you think you can turn it around quickly? This guy's talking about getting the Premier League in 2 years, isn't he now?
Well, I think that's definitely doable. It's difficult to say that after what we've just witnessed out there tonight. You know, it would be, there's a big job here. There's a big job here. It's a big club, and there's a lot to be done. But I believe that he has got the clout to do it, and I think he can. I think it's doable with this guy.
In your head, Brian, if you can be here, do you still want to be here?
Absolutely. You know, you want to be here. You know, we've got to try and get a result on Saturday, and you know, it's hurting. It really is hurting at the moment. But I've done it before. I know it's doable. I know I can do it again. It's churlish to say it now after, you know, we've seen those running results, but we just need to get a result on Saturday. That's the only thing we can do.
Have the players been paid, Brian? Do you know if that's been resolved?
Not yet. I'm sure that will be resolved. I'm sure that will be resolved.
Do you think Watford deserve praise for their win
tonight? Well, I'm not even talking about Watford. I'm talking about Leeds. I thought Watford played well. You know, they've got a decent team. They've got good energy. They hit us on the break. They didn't really come out. They just hit us on the break twice and scored two goals. And then, obviously, scored the third. But he didn't have loads of chances, but they took them. So, of course, you know, the opposition deserve praise. They won the game.
Have you been hard on the players afterwards?
I talked to the players afterwards. And I just said that, you know, what needs to be done and what's required for the next game.